Tom, of course, the day started with the news that Adam Larson is now a member of the Seattle Kraken. And in the afternoon, I tweeted out that Oilers have met with Zach Hyman. There's no tampering because, of course, Toronto gave him permission. And Tommy, I was just kind of warning people, you know, a 7-year contract. I think it's going to be a 6-year or 7-year deal for Zach Hyman. And the AAV might not be as low as people think.
Good scoop, Gregs. First of all, you with that one. Frank just absolutely dominating everybody today. Outstanding stuff. And, yeah, of course, that'll be a concern in terms of AAV. The term, if it is 6 or 7 years, obviously people will look at that and go, geez, that's a lot of term for a guy that's 29. And, you know, he's capped out at, what, 41 points in his best season, although he would have projected to have much more than that with his points per game this past season. You know, you hope he continues to trend upwards, even at 29 years of age. We'll see. He brings a lot to the table. If the Oilers do land him, I mean, is to be seen. But there are elements of his game, things that he is very good at, that the Oilers do not have a ton of. Grit, determination, sandpaper, scoring the greasy goals, the ugly ones. They all count the same as long as they cross the line. Obviously, they covet that. And how far they're willing to go in terms of length and money-wise, we shall see. But, man, it's going to be interesting. And I'm sure if it were to happen, it would be embraced with mixed reaction, Gregs, because we've seen a lot of that this offseason from the Oilers faithful.
Well, 100%, and I get it. Now, hey, if we all agree to be boring, that would definitely be boring.
Yeah.
Although, if Hyman's getting a super long-term deal and a high AAV, I think it'd be pretty consensus that most people would question that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the Oilers are saying, hey, we're just going to worry about the first 4 years and then let the chips fall where they may after that. And if you're competitive, then you got a better chance to re-sign Leon Draisaitl and then following that year, Connor McDavid. And I think that's going to be the plan. Moving forward, no question about it. So I look at, you know, Adam Larson's a loss. There's no question about it. I don't think it's crippling. It's not debilitating. He's, you know, he's a good player. He's not one of your top, I think, 5 best players. But where do you think they go in the direction? We know they can talk to Tyson Barrie. They can talk to him before anybody else. There's David Savard. There's Travis Hamonic. There's obviously big swing in Dougie Hamilton. I think Hamonic's the most realistic one. It's also going to be the most cost effective as far as what his cap hit would be. I'm not sure that's enough though. They might have to sign 2 defensemen, and they still got to sign a center, and they got to sign 2 left wingers.
Yeah, there's a lot to be done still. Initially, you lose a pillar on the team, and that's in the room and a guy that's reliable defensively, and Larson, understandable. That's his choice. He wants to do what he can in this opportunity at this stage of his career. That's fine. So, yeah, there's a hole. Gregs, I like Tyson Barrie. I like what he brings to the table. He takes advantage of his time with McDavid and Draisaitl. I get that. He's the only guy that's led the NHL defenseman in scoring, playing with those guys. So there's clearly something there that works. Defensively, question marks. No doubt about it. So there are some guys out there that maybe could be a good option. Right side, shut down D. Hamonic, I understand. Another one I look at is, what if the Oilers go the route of looking at other teams' exposed lists at the expansion draft and maybe targeting some of those guys and saying, well, if the teams are willing to expose those guys, maybe you could make a trade for a DeMello. Would Winnipeg do that? Would you look at a Braun out of Philly? And there's some options like that. What do you think of Brandon Montour? There's a name that I kind of threw around there, but I don't know if he's necessarily a shutdown type of guy. David Savard, I know that's a name that's popped up quite a bit, but I'm not sure if the Oilers will get him. He's highly coveted. There's some interesting names out there, and maybe you're right. Not necessarily as big of a hole, but indeed they're missing a certain type of defenseman on the right side that they should try to replace Adam Larson with.
And, of course, then you get to Zach Hyman, and if he's coming in at that big of a ticket, I would assume he's going to start the season playing with Connor McDavid. So then they still need another left winger. They need a center. The center ice position to me is the fascinating one for the Edmonton Oilers, because there's not a lot of centers. Like, what do you think of Brandon Sutter?
That's a name that's popped up a lot. Yeah, I mean, is it a gamble, though? Is it a bit of a risk at this stage of his career? Would he benefit from being on a better team overall compared to the Canucks? Probably. You keep him on the PK, he wins you faceoffs, solid, good pro. I don't mind that. One that I've looked at and think that might be a sneaky good pickup if you can make it happen is Eric Halla. That's another name that I've looked at and like, maybe he'd be all right in Edmonton.
Eric Halla. Yeah, I'd be curious. Like, hey, maybe if Eric Halla can somehow drink from the 2017 fountain,
that would
be unbelievable. Right, when he scored 29 goals and had 55 points was stellar for them, but obviously that's unrealistic. I'm really surprised now or curious to see what Ken Holland does, because desperate might be too strong of a word, but I think there's some heat to ensure that this team takes a step forward this coming season.
Urgency, heat. Absolutely. He's acknowledged it in his press conferences, especially lately. We're at that point. This team, which has been good in the regular season for the last 2 years, finishing second in the respective divisions, that's fantastic. Step in the right direction, absolutely. But you got to do it in the postseason. So now it cranks up a little bit. The temperature's rising. The fan base wants to win. Of course, absolutely they're feeling it. But I think they also look at what they've got and they think, okay, we can at least have the framework in place. Let's add to it and make the pieces work. And hopefully these guys learn from their poor performances in the postseason and they get those lessons. And next time around, they move on to the second round, maybe the third round, and surprise some people.
Tommy Cazzola joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. And Tampa Bay, if they lose Yanni Gourde, that's one. They've still got lots of moves to do. You know, Alex Killorn would clearly fit into Edmonton, no question. I'm not sure if they got, necessarily what it's going to take to acquire him. But I'm fascinated to see not only what happens tonight if there's any trades, but tomorrow when the trade freeze ends at 11 o'clock Edmonton time. And the flurry of deals that are going to likely come in, because not only is it the expansion draft, you got the NHL entry draft, and every year there's trades before the NHL entry draft. Every year. I don't see how this year is going to be any different.
Yeah, I think this will kick off. I mean, we get the formalities of this expansion draft taken care of, and then we go into this weekend's draft, and it's going to just, I think you're right, it's going to blow up. It's already been a silly week and a half, and it's been highly entertaining. What's left of the Tampa Bay Lightning, we shall see. They've acknowledged that things are going to be different. If Frank, I'm sure he's 100% right about Yanni Gourde going to Seattle. Some of these other guys, yeah, begrudgingly will have to move on. And let the games begin, Gregs. I'm almost expecting the unexpected this weekend, and then subsequently in the following few days leading up to free agency. We're going to see some, I think, pretty prominent names squeezed out and moved, surprisingly. Where they go, who knows? The way these teams are going to work the cap is going to be interesting as well. And the teams on budgets, I think, will come into play too, because there's a bunch of teams that, even though the cap's still flat, they're working on budgets, and their bottom lines have been hit really hard over the last 16 months. And that might affect the way they approach this offseason. It's going to be fun. Our heads are going to be spinning, and it's going to be enjoyable. We'll see where the chips all land when the dust settles.
Oh, 100%. And the other thing is about Seattle. Were you surprised that they didn't take more of the skilled forwards that were available?
Yeah, I mean, you look at this initial list. Where's the scoring coming from these guys? So clearly there's got to be some sort of game plan in play here where they're going to eventually target some high-octane, high-offense players. They don't really have anyone from what we've seen and what's been revealed today that you look at, outside of maybe Jordan Eberle, where you're like, that's a bona fide scorer. That's a bona fide playmaker. Maybe they uncover a few gems the way Vegas was able to, and a William Karlsson taking advantage of Florida, getting Marchessault and Smith and seeing them do what they've been doing over the last couple of years. Alex Tuck, I thought, was a sneaky good pick. Could a Mason Appleton be that? Potentially. He's playing behind some really good forwards in Winnipeg. But outside of that, Greggs, I don't look at that list and go, well, that guy's got so much potential to be great offensively. That guy. There's only a couple guys on there that you look at and say, yeah, they can score for you. I think that there will have to be some moves. And I think Ron Francis is probably jockeying himself into a position where he can pull off those moves in the subsequent days as well. Because outside of that, this initial list, lots of decent, respectable NHLers, good defensemen too, but no scorers, no offense as of right now.
Tommy, have yourself a good one. Enjoy the draft.
Thanks, Greg. See you tomorrow.